It's been almost 15 years since environmentalists and others noticed a decline in the shrub-loving New England cottontail. Since then, a growing multi-state conservation effort has been undertaken to try to prevent further decline. It's shown some success in identifying and preserving rabbit habitat, and last year, the federal government decided against listing the rabbits as an endangered or threatened species. They thrive in young forests, and now the Fish and Wildlife Service says it will dedicate as much as $130 million over time to acquire land or easements from willing landowners in 5 of the 6 New England states, plus New York, to expand protected habitats by some 15,000 acres.
The Great Thicket Project really started, as all great projects do, pretty much at the grassroots level.
Scott Kahn is the agency's chief of refuges for the Northeast. He says the scope of the effort to move the needle, as he puts it, which includes a broad array of government agencies, conservation groups, and lands in 6 states, is unique.
When we think about providing habitat for wildlife, we really need to think about it in terms of these bigger geographies and in terms of where that habitat needs to be located to really help protect and keep some of these common species common and help recover the ones that are more rare.
Threatened and endangered species that will also benefit include bog turtles and the Massachusetts population of red-bellied cooters. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Fred Bever in Portland, Maine.